Good afternoon, Juno. This is Sherry, and we are back and continuing our conversation on image and negative stereotyping of the Black community. You will be brought right into the next segment already in progress because of technical difficulties. We are now discussing the life and standards and character of Chadwick Boseman, an American actor and artist who just passed away recently at the very young age of 43 years. He was known not to accept the stereotypical role of a broke-down Black man with no goals and visions for life, but rather roles of strong and powerful and great men who our kids could look up to and adults, men such as the Black Panther, Thurgood Marshall, James Brown, and Jackie Robinson. Please join us as the conversation is already in progress.
His flower memorial, and it seems like he was observing a moment of silence, you know, in honor of Mr. Boseman. And I think, you know, he had such a clear idea, and I have to say that because his alma mater is Howard, and Howard University is an historically Black college, where some might say, why do we need a Black college? Well, you know, because Black history is not appropriately expressed or included in our American history. And so Mr. Boseman is one example of someone who is he has a firm concept of his place and position and his goal and focus. And he was not, you know, timid in asserting that goal of his. And he's, you know, of course, to be applauded for standing up, even when I'm sure it came down to whether he would eat or not, you know, for taking this role or not, and so on. So he stood to his morals and, you know, kept to his ideals and what he thought he would portray as it relates to the younger boys and girls who would watch his action movies.
Okay. All righty. Michael, would you like to share?
Yeah, I actually wasn't aware of this at all until just hearing about it maybe shortly before coming on here today. And looking back at the work that he's done, at least the ones that I'm familiar with, I can see that. And I think that, as Christina said, that's a huge, huge thing, especially for a guy who wasn't really well known within the last few years, up until, say, the last few years, fairly recent. And for him to always, I mean, you can look back through his filmography, which is kind of what I was trying to do, and yeah, all of his roles fall in the category of not trying to be a stereotypical something. They're always different, and even if he's never really the antagonist in anything, always a protagonist, and you can see they're all different types of roles, but all in that same light, and I think that's huge. And a man that could easily go in a different way, and like you said, just got work.
Right.
Should get paid and take those checks, but he chose not to, and I think it's for the better. And being Black Panther is, I think, the pinnacle of that.
Right.
It's the Black Panther was, for me, I didn't realize how impactful that movie would be until I actually saw it.
Right.
And it was more than a comic book movie. It was more than something in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. To see every major role played by a Black person has an impact that I think is felt much further than anybody really believes, unless you're Black. I mean, because in everything you always see white people doing something, not to be, to put it out crassly, but it's always Black person is token here or token there, or they're featured here or featured there. But from top to bottom, to see everything from the king down to the janitor be Black, and him to be the forefront of that, yeah, it was extremely impactful, and I applaud him in life for that, and even more so in death. So,
yeah. Kelly, would you like to add anything?
I just think that he was very instrumental in his role of shaping Black culture. I think that his characters that he played, I just recently watched James Brown, and I didn't even know it was him in a couple of the scenes, because he just totally just took on that character and was fantastic. And I think that as a community, we mourn him because he was such an impactful actor and because he played all of these positive roles that we associated him with positive roles as a positive person, as a positive influence. And he was really active in, you know, activism and racial injustice. He was very vocal in all of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's also why we mourned him. And, you know, we love Denzel, but, you know, Denzel won an Oscar for being the bad guy.
Right,
you know,
right. Yeah.
For Trading Day. And we love Trading Day.
Right.
But it's nice to see an actor who, from start to finish, just took on positive roles and wanted to educate the community. Because, you know, James Brown wasn't necessarily, you know, I wouldn't want my son to be like, I want to be like James Brown when I get older. Like,
right.
It's not who,
right.
You know, we want our kids to emulate. But he's a part of our history. And he was a huge part of our history. And just somebody taking on a lot of those historical roles, whether it was James Brown or Jackie Robinson, to just take on those roles and be like just this black actor that was known for, and this black actor who was just known for being a historical figure. And, you know, just to piggyback off of Michael, watching Black Panther just shaped the culture, because it was the first time you saw a movie where the cast was predominantly black. It wasn't a comedy. It wasn't Coming to America. Like, there weren't jokes. We were well off.
Right.
Like, we were an elite society.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 10 years ago, an all-black community that was an elite society to the United States would have been, like, nobody would have bought that movie. Like,
right.
It would have been unheard of. The concept would have been just ridiculous.
Yes.
But the fact that, you know, they pulled it off, and even from the director was black, and the music person was black, and the soundtrack was black, like, it felt like our movie. That was our Marvel movie.
Yes,
like,
yes.
We showed up, we dressed up in costumes and went to the movie theaters and saw it.
Yeah.
We were proud. Like, some of us started looking up where in Africa we were.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
You would think that Wakanda was a real country.
Right, exactly, so yes.
It's a culture and it's
yes.
a language.
Yes.
And, you know, my sister-in-law, when she hadn't seen it, you should have seen black people attack. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why haven't you seen Black Panther? Like, everybody's seen Black
right,
Panther.
Exactly.
So it was just like, it was a movement for us as a culture. To
yes.
even be able to look at something, for our children to be able to look at something and be like, there's a black superhero. This
correct.
Is what black people can do. You see that digital designer? He was black. You see that director? He was black. So not only do they have to be in front of the camera, they can be behind the camera. They can be production assistants. They can be the head guy of whatever they want to be.
Yes.
And that movie let them see that there is so much more
yes.
for them to become and so much more for them to do. And what we can do as a society, like, we're not all boys in the hood. Like, all black people together doesn't have to equal a ghetto movie.
Right.
Like, we can all come together and have a cultural experience that is enlightening, that is beneficial to society. We're smart. We can have advanced technology. We have the capability of taking the stone out of Vision's head. Like, we can do anything that we need to do.
Yes, yes.
In order to succeed as a black person. And I think that that movie was one of the first times you saw that.
Yes.
On a big screen.
Right.
Where they put lots of money behind
right.
it.
Right. And you know what? I'd just like to add that when I went and saw it, I think it was a couple of years ago, it came out in 18. And when I went and saw it, and I don't, and I'm just going to confess it, I don't go to many black movies. And I don't because I'm from an era where I lived in a lot of the stuff like The Help and Roots and some of the others, Mississippi Burning and all of these other, I can't sit through the pain and the bleeding and the beating and the abuse because I lived in that. So I don't go see those. But I went to see Black Panther and it was incredible. I felt like we should have had a party afterward. You know, somebody said that they saw it and then they wanted to have a party. And I'm like, really? I understood once I went and saw it. We should have had a big party because it was that impactful. I love how it has it's had such an impact on our black and brown children. Do anybody want to speak to that? Michael, Kelly, you guys are parents. Kay, you're a parent. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kay.
Can I just say,
yes.
This is Christina.
Uh-huh.
Just a comment on what Kelly had said, and Michael as well, with and even you, Mom, the not seeing the Black movies, I didn't see it for a long time, and part of it is because I typically don't watch Black movies, quote unquote. I certainly don't rush to see them in the movies because of the stereotype.
Okay.
There's usually, I just don't like the way that we are portrayed, especially as Black women. I don't like the roles that we tend to be in on the big screen.
Yeah.
And so I stay away from it. And so when I did finally see it, which was recently since Chadwick Boseman's death, I was so proud, and I couldn't believe that it had taken me that long to see it. I think that it is very important for our young women to be able to see the women in the movie, the way that they were portrayed. They were strong, they were confident, they were beautiful. They were smart to see. I forgot her name, but the princess or the king's sister.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does anybody remember her name?
No, not really.
Hello?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but anyway, for her to be the one that was in the lab that was creating
yes.
all of the things,
right.
and she mm-hmm. was the doctor and she could heal all the people and everything, it was just so beautiful to see that, how brilliant she was. And I didn't know how much I had wanted to see something like that until I actually saw it. So
yeah, exactly.
It's really important, and I hope that we will have more movies like that where our young children can see, you know, you don't have to aspire to be, you know, Beyonce. Like, you don't have to aspire to be a singer or an athlete. Those things are wonderful, but you can also be intelligent. You can also, like Kelly said, you can, you know, do things in cinematography. And there's just, yeah, it just opened up a whole world for our young people, I think.
Kay, did you want to add to that?
I just agree with, you know, what our panelists have said, that this is a young man who is just starting out in his field, in his, you know,
craft. Yeah.
He wants to be an actor, and he made a decision earlier on. And I think that speaks volumes. You know, we as individuals want to encourage our children to set their values early, because when you set your values early, you have such a strong rudder to move you through the rest of life, which he used here to choose the movies that he knew would impact, you know, young people for years and years to come. So yeah, kudos to him.
Yes, yes, yes. Michael,
just for her name was Letitia Wright was the actress.
Okay.
And her name was Shuri.
Shuri. Okay.
Shuri. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I was so proud to see her. I was like, yes. And one other thing that I would say, thank you, Michael, is I also think that it's one of the things that most people, or not a lot of people, don't know about the cast of Black Panther is one of the older women in the movie. I think she was an elder in the tribe. She was in her 80s. And she always wanted to be an
wow,
actress.
Wow.
And that was her first role.
Wow.
Like, for that a movie that huge. And she literally, like, her grandchildren told her to sign up with a casting agency. And she just did. In her 80s. Like, and they're like, go for it, Grandma. You don't have any.
Wow.
Sign up. And she signed up. The first thing she auditioned for in her entire life, she landed. And
that's,
it was in Black Panther.
Wow.
And so I think that those are stories that we need to know, too. The movie, just everything that it stood for.
Yes.
It's just so powerful for our culture.
Yes, yes. Where
we were talking about stereotypes before, I think it's, you know, what she mentioned about the women. Like, we don't see Black women portrayed in movies really ever if they're not playing a Black stereotype, unless it's a biopic.
Okay.
You know, we see a biopic of Aretha Franklin, or, you know, we get movies like that. But other than that, we're like the ghetto girlfriend, or we are the hood rat chick, or we're the
other woman. Yeah.
We're the, you know, so to
chick,
see
chick on the side.
Women.
Yeah.
Black moms.
Yes.
Yes.
Or we're looking for a man. Like, we're looking for a husband because it's so hard to find a black man. Like, so we're looking for a husband and we've been cheated on and, you know, we're How to Be a Player or Players Club or, you know,
yeah,
we're all of these different movies. So to see a role where the women were, they weren't interested in finding a man. Like, that was not their top priority. Like, they didn't need a man to support them. They didn't need, like, that's not what it was about. And to see them play, like, a role of leadership and totally venture out of what the normal stereotype is for a black woman to play, I thought was very wonderful to see.
Yes.
I second that.
Kay, did you want to add anything to that?
This is a young man whom we want to keep in our history books and talk about him often and talk about him, you know, whenever we talk about filmmaking and positive role models for blacks. Yes, most definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, then. We will go to another break, and then we will have a few final words. And thank you so much. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you.